Hello, everyone, and welcome into our Newsmakers podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of The News. Today, we're sitting down with Lance Fernandez, General Manager of Yes Air Conditioning in Las Vegas, Nevada. Lance is going to discuss the Las Vegas marketplace, Yes's efforts with the USO, and much more. Let's get to it. Now, Lance, as we get started, can you tell us a little bit about your role within Yes Air Conditioning and Plumbing?
I'm actually the general manager here, working here for a little over 20 years, and we provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing to the residents inside the community.
And so one of the things that I had read was that Yes has an ongoing partnership with the United Service Organizations in Las Vegas. How did that partnership come about, and kind of what does it entail?
Good question, Nick. What we've done over the years, a lot of different donations, and always find a different community events, whether they be Toys for Tots program or Help Us Southern Nevada or senior communities. And one of the things that we figured would be a great one would be the USO, since we're so close to the Nellis Air Force Base and the Creech Air Force Base. We have a lot of active service duty members here. You know, so really, you know, Vegas is not that big. It's like a small town. So we kind of reached out to them to see if they needed any help or anything, and they obviously were always looking for help for anything that they could receive. So we started this relationship back in 2014, and so far it's been really great.
Yeah, one of the other things was a Christmas toy drive you all put together, and how was the response to that effort?
The response was actually really big. So what we do is we put out information out on the internet and out in the RJ to let people know that we're running a toy drive so that they can drop off toys at our business from the community. So we have customers that have come in and drop off toys. We have our service technicians that let the customers that we're out to let them know about it. If they'd like to donate, they do. We collect them all. And then we have a holiday Christmas party for all of our employees and their spouses. And what we do is we kind of ask for a donation at that time if they could bring an unwrapped gift. So we collect them all at our Christmas drive there. We bring all the ones that we have. And then, as for instance, on Monday, I go over to the USO myself and get them all dropped off. And we usually fill up a big box truck of them.
Yeah. And for you, why do you think it's so important that businesses give back, especially during the holiday season?
I think it's really important to give back, you know, not just in the holiday season, all year long. I mean, we do it for Halloween. We did a candy drive. We do a food and toy drive in the spring. But during the holidays, I think it's really important. I know that holidays are really stressful for everybody. And a lot of times, no matter how good or bad the economy is, there's always people that need help. But I know that in the military who have our, you know, has family serving on duty outside of the country or anywhere, you know, their families are here alone and kids and stuff. I mean, you know, it's just something I think another organization that we could support. And I don't know how many do or don't, but right now that's a really great relationship for us.
Now, you mentioned you're in Las Vegas, and just being focused in that city, I guess, do you think that Yes is in a pretty competitive marketplace?
Yes, Air Conditioning Plumbing is a very competitive marketplace. There's a lot of contractors here, a lot of companies. So, I mean, it's very competitive. I think we try to provide a little bit more exceptional service experience to our customers than others. However, you know, it is a very competitive marketplace, I believe, just like anywhere else.
Yeah, and out there, are there relative slow seasons in the area? And if so, how does Yes keep technicians busy when they do occur?
There's probably relative slow seasons. We call the shoulder months. Plumbing is pretty consistent when customers have plumbing challenges, or, you know, that's usually year round. But as we do know, it gets really hot here in the summertime and cold in the winter, and there's some shoulder months, the fall and spring, that aren't too bad. But one of the ways that Yes Air Conditioning Plumbing keeps our technicians busy is having our customers join our Yes Home Service Plan Club.
Okay.
And we can help maintain their service when it's not really, you don't have to wait to the last minute in the summer or the winter. We do the maintenances in the spring and the fall to make sure they're ready for those seasons.
Yeah, and that Home Services Club, is that something you've seen a lot of customers take advantage of?
We have quite a few. We have several thousand. We're over 10,000 of those, and we've grown that every year. So I think that's people who are concerned and take pride of ownership in their home and wanting to have things maintained, no different than your car.
Mm-hmm.
They love the program.
And just, I was poking around the website a bit, and one of the things I noticed was that Yes maintains a blog on it. Do you find customers using the information on that blog? Are you getting good return on having that on the site?
I believe so. We do have a lot of customers that are, you know, always calling in and asking questions about the blog or about our site. So I do know that a lot of customers do find value in it. Some people that probably do find value in it, we don't know about, but I believe just any type of information that we can have out there to help homeowners, you know, figure some things out on their own, or what we can help them with, is always something that we should do. So,
yeah, and let's say people want to learn more about what Yes is doing, some of these efforts with the USO and what have you. Where should they turn? Where can they learn more?
Probably the best place is go to our website, which is theyesmancan.com. We have a lot of information about people's homes and about what's going on with our company on the website.
All right. Thanks so much, Lance.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Lance and learned a bit more about the Las Vegas marketplace, the importance of charitable efforts, and more. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.